one of the things that I love to quote, because I think it was really an inspiration for the entire ministry back in 1981, is from the Second Vatican Council's message to women. This is a little snippet excerpt from the message to women on December 8th, 1965, at the solemn closing ceremony of the Second Vatican Council. Listen to this. The hour is coming, in fact, has come, when the vocation of woman is being achieved in its fullness. The hour in which woman acquires in the world an influence, an effect, and a power never hitherto achieved. That is why at this moment, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women, impregnated with the spirit of the gospel, can do much to aid mankind in not falling. Now, you know, they talk about a time when women can help the human race and mankind to aid in not falling. This was written in 1965. You know, how many of us today think the world does not need prayer? Raise your hand. You know, that's one of the things about this ministry. It is basically a ministry of prayer. It's a ministry where, for a time such as this, you know, that phrase, a time such as this, has come to me ever since Joan Yalisny was one of our speakers. She was the IBM executive who was in the car accident and lost her sight. And she said, who knows that why we're not on this earth for a time such as this? Johnette Benkovich uses that in her Women of Grace radio show a lot, a time such as this. And I'm like, you know, I was thinking about that. I said, Lord, you know, I know that's from Scripture. Where is that? Esther. It came right to me, Esther. Have you ever read the book of Esther? Go read the book of Esther. Queen Esther saved her people from destruction. And, you know, when I think about how we can support this ministry and why we want to support this ministry, it's because we can pray and save our people from destruction. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us as women. We don't have to be victims, we're victors because of the power of prayer. You know, I think there for a while, I think women thought they had to be executives, or they had to be, you know, in Congress, or they had to be something. You know, but we have the spirit within us, and we have the power of prayer at our beck and call. You know, one of the things, you know, we have been at this for 3 years. This is our third anniversary of our chapter. We started June 1st, 2012, and that's when we first handed out our membership cards. These membership cards have our objectives on it. Your hostesses have these at every table. And if you look at those objectives, what are our objectives right here in the middle? If you can buy into that, if you want to be a member and you can buy into the objectives, fill out this little personal enrollment form here, okay, and put it in the donation basket. That's your donation. You know, that's part of your donation, is your prayers. You know, committing to living the objectives of this organization. You know, how else can you serve to keep this ministry going? We need people. We need manpower. You know, woman power. Sorry, I've been corrected. We need woman power. You know, it is women who do this, you know. We have hostesses. We always need new hostesses. We always need people working with registration. Everybody can't come to every breakfast. There's always a turnover, you know. We always need people helping with decorations. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful how they decorate here? Well, you know, as men say sometimes, or as we tell our husbands, it doesn't just happen. People make it happen. And finally, you know, the $20 that you pay to register here doesn't cover the full cost. I think you all know that. There's a lot of different costs associated with this ministry. So what we ask you to do right now, as women full of the Spirit, full of faith, knowing that you have power within your hearts to exercise, you know, the effect of God in our lives and in the lives of all those you touch. What we ask you to do is to pray. Ask the Lord how he wants you to serve. Ask him how much he wants you to give to this ministry today. Just take a few moments and say, you know, maybe he wants you to fill the membership form, work on decorations, and give $20. Maybe he wants you to just pray. It doesn't make any difference. He'll say something different to each of you, but we're going to just have a little bit of meditative music here. Pray and ask the Lord what he wants you to do to keep this ministry going. We believe in it, and we hope you do too. And we need not only your donation monetarily, but we need your prayers and we need your service. So just pray and ask the Lord, and in faith we'll trust that he'll provide. Thank you so much.